Welcome to Chart and Compass Ministry, a ministry of Christ Lutheran Church in Cape Canaveral, helping you to navigate through the storms of this life by the ever-accurate compass of the Word of God. I'm pleased to share with you today another message from Pastor Greg Lassier, and the message today is titled, Why Do We Have to Suffer?
Grace to you and peace from Jesus Christ, our humble King. Amen. Well, today I'd like to start with you a sermon series on Job and his sufferings. I think that'd be important for us to look at, and certain questions that come out of the book and the life of Job that God answers for us there. And especially today, I'd like to look with you at the purpose of suffering. Why do we have to suffer?
Our Savior.
Not that this is every answer about suffering. I'll make continue our sermon series, the purpose of suffering
in the Old Testament,
in the life of Job there,
in the lives
in our lives
of the patriarchs.
Sometimes we have to go through great hardships and calamities in life, and we might say, God, what are you doing?
Abraham and Isaac.
If you're really for me, why don't you answer me? Why does all this come upon me? Why must I go through this
week
and that?
I'd like to look with you, Lord, at one of the greatest stories,
where are you?
Highlights of the Old Testament.
So let's take a look today at the purpose of suffering through the life of Job and the book of Job and the Old Testament. See what God would teach us about that.
Because the whole Old Testament, which I explained
in
previous weeks, all these pages that you read here
of
the ancient days are not just stories of the ancient days.
At some of Job's sufferings, to start out here,
of today,
that
from
is
his perspective,
the Old Testament
from
is
only
a
what he knew,
a small
not aware
picture,
of heavenly things,
miniature,
just what he experienced.
A copy,
okay,
a type, a shadow.
But take a look here.
Of the greater
it says there was a man
in
the land of Uz,
Christ,
whose name
and
was Job,
we're talking
and that
today,
man was
and I read
blameless
you about
and
Exodus,
upright,
and
one who
Passover,
feared God and turned away
and
from
the
evil,
deliverance from the hand
there
of Pharaoh.
There were born to him seven sons
you
and three daughters.
You got to read yourself into this
he
because 7, this is your
sheep,
story.
3,000 camels, 500 yoke of oxen, and 500 she-asses.
To the greater reality you live in,
very many
as
servants,
God's people,
so
as
this
Israel,
man was the greatest
from
of all the
slavery in Egypt, that
of the
is
east.
Sin,
so
death, and the devil,
a righteous man,
rescued by the great Passover lamb.
Absolutely. Was he greatly blessed by God?
Who covers you with his blood.
But then
so
we see,
today
verse 13,
about the Passover.
Now there was a day
Christ
when his sons and daughters were eating and drinking wine in their eldest brother's house.
How God prepared the world for the
and
coming of his
there came
son,
a messenger to Job and said,
by means of
the oxen were plowing and the asses
which
feeding beside them,
history,
and the Sabians fell upon them and took them and slew the servants
ago,
with the edge of the sword,
BC,
and I alone have escaped
so
to tell
this
you.
Event really happened.
So basically,
let's read about it then.
A third of your wealth is gone, Job,
in Exodus 1,
in the flash of an eye.
Going back
and while he was yet
previous,
speaking, someone else
Joseph,
came in
remember,
at the
went
same
down
time,
Egypt,
just seconds later,
out of the promised land,
the fire fell
with all the
from heaven and
Israel,
burned up the sheep and
things
the servants
good,
and consumed
while Joseph
them,
was alive,
and I alone have escaped to tell you.
Now there arose
two
a new
thirds
king
of his wealth
Egypt,
gone,
who did not
in the blink of an eye.
Joseph.
And while he was yet speaking,
to his
I mean, these messengers
behold,
are piling up
Israel,
in the same room.
There are too many for us.
There came another saying, the Chaldeans, they formed three companies. They made a raid upon the camels and took them, Job. And
they
slew the servants with the
enemies,
edge of the sword,
our enemies,
and I alone
and
have escaped to tell you.
Escape from the land.
Basically, all
therefore,
his wealth is gone in the blink of an eye.
And afflicted them with
and as if
burdens,
this was not enough, while he was yet speaking, there came another
pain,
and said,
great,
Job,
burdens,
your sons
great
and your daughters were
anxiety,
eating and drinking wine in their eldest brother's house,
and
behold,
then even it says
a great wind
Pharaoh
came across the wilderness
work,
and struck the four corners of the house,
numbers,
and it fell upon the young people. They
the
are dead,
male,
and I alone have escaped to tell you, like
Hebrews,
an E5 tornado or something,
threw
right?
Threw them into the Nile River to be
how do you think Job felt?
The crocodiles, and to die.
The agony.
A great
then Job arose
upon
and rent his
Israel
robe and shaved his head and fell upon the ground and
evil
worshipped
Pharaoh.
Wow, he worshipped?
But then
he worshipped.
It says in Exodus 3 that
and he
God
said, naked
saw
I came from my mother's womb,
affliction of his people
and naked I shall return. The Lord gave, and the
and
Lord has taken away,
and raised
blessed
up
be the
Moses
name of the Lord
to deliver them.
And in all this,
bring them up
Job did not
out of
sin
the land
or charge God with
to
wrong,
a good and broad land
and as if that's not enough,
honey.
So just one more thing came in as if to
Charlton
finish him off.
Probably,
a few verses later,
that's where I am.
We read
okay
that Job was
although
afflicted with loathsome sores
right
from the sole of his foot
really
to the crown of his head. And he took a potsherd,
Moses,
with
raised
this to scrape
up
himself and sat among
the
ashes
to Pharaoh, saying,
and his
let
wife
my
him,
people go.
Do you still hold fast to your integrity?
And say,
curse God and die. But he said to her,
out you go.
You speak as one of the foolish women speak.
And so
shall
God
we receive good at the hand of God,
his heart
and
to show forth
shall we
his
not
mighty
receive
powers
evil
and signs
and all
wonders
this? Job did not
and he
sin
said,
with his
plagues
lips.
upon
Job
the Egyptians.
A man of suffering?
Plagues,
I mean, he's like the
turning the Nile River
quintessential
into blood.
Poster child
frogs,
of the Bible for suffering,
gnats,
other than,
flies,
of course, Jesus and
animals,
Paul.
Boils
but he
and,
suffered.
And sores
he lost
skin.
His house.
Hail,
he lost his
locusts,
home. He lost his wealth. He
and
lost his family.
Of
his children whom he loved.
Land of
and
Egypt,
now his wife even
Goshen,
was against him.
Where
right?
The Hebrews were,
and
God
he
poured light on them.
Lost
but upon
his
all the Egyptians,
health.
It was darkness.
Oh, this guy
darkness
suffered terribly.
From the Lord.
And all this, by the way,
and then came
in
the
blink of an eye,
of
in a flash
number
of a
10,
moment.
The last
it was all gone
of all
just
the 10
like
plagues,
that.
And the worst
can you
of
imagine
all,
how he felt?
Which was where,
I bet some of you probably can, right?
Pharaoh had killed the Hebrew
suffered probably
children.
A lot of great things.
So God, now
in your
the
life,
greatest
I'm sure,
plague was to
slay. Some of you, maybe
all
you can relate to Job with respect to wealth. Maybe you stored up all kinds of wealth.
Males,
you worked hard through life.
Egyptian children.
And then
firstborn
something went wrong in the stock market or something else.
In the
or
land
economic
of Egypt,
bubble burst
a
and
dread
boom.
And terrible thing.
It's all gone very quickly.
But what did God
like the,
do?
As I wrote here, I thought it was funny. Like chaff before
the
summer threshing floors. You
he
know,
says
it just blows
to Moses,
away. Boom. It's gone.
And Aaron.
Can you relate to how
this is the beginning of months?
That would feel? That
basically,
felt?
Each
with
of
Job?
You shall take a lamb.
How about the worst, though?
Your household.
Loved ones.
Your lamb shall be a male without blemish, a year old.
We expect to lose our mom and dad
eventually,
right?
And you shall keep it until the 14th
life,
day of the month.
But to lose
then all the people of Israel shall kill their lambs in the evening.
Or your child.
And take some of
or your children, or all your children.
And put it on the doorposts
wow.
On the side,
can you relate
on the side,
to
and on the lintel
deep
above their heads
of Job,
how shall
he
be
was
upon
feeling?
Their doors.
Oh, that's so
hard. Then they
so
shall
hard.
Roast it, eat the lamb.
Or maybe
as
you're losing
their sacrificial
your health,
Passover
like he,
lamb.
You know, at one time
says,
we were probably all like,
through the land
"Hey,
of Egypt
I'm so young
night.
And happy and robust,
I will
and
smite
able to do anything, and my body will
Egypt,
go on and on."
Man
but then.
And
one
all
day,
the
maybe
gods of Egypt,
it gets
I will
old,
execute judgments.
And it breaks down. You lose your health.
The blood
or you have a disease.
Shall be a sign for
like
you upon the houses
that
where you are.
Source.
And
can
when
you
I
relate
blood,
to how,
I will pass
how
over
agonizing
you,
in his
and
sorrow
no
and trouble
shall fall upon
Job
you to
felt with
you
his loathsome source,
when I smite
house
the
and home,
of Egypt.
Wealth and
so,
loved ones.
There's the story
and even
of
his
the
wife
Passover
was against him.
In
well,
the Old
we all
Testament.
Suffer, and God
sounds
us,
like
I believe, in the Bible
story.
So we can relate
we
to him,
much
we can,
happening
he can
anymore.
Teach
we
us
watch
something
March
about
Madness
suffering
on TV,
and
we
the
watch,
purpose of suffering.
This and that.
And if you're not, if you haven't suffered
today,
anybody
people
out there not
a
suffered?
Lamb in order to escape.
I didn't think
a
so. If you do, God bless you. But I think
them,
if you live in this life for just a little while,
1446 BC,
you'll be able to testify to the truth of these words from Job 5. Which says,
and,
man is born
it says
to trouble
in Psalm 78,
as the
a company
upward.
Of destroying
right?
angels.
Sparks fly upward from a fire.
He made a path
so
for his anger.
Man
he did not
to
spare
trouble.
Them
amen.
From death. He gave
amen.
Their lives over to the plague.
So
he
what's the purpose, though?
All the firstborn
what was the purpose of all this
Egypt?
Suffering?
Just
what happened?
If you were there that night.
Why was the reason
like?
For all this?
And the Hebrews and their
you
little
might be
shacks
saying,
in the land of
Job
Goshen,
might be saying, God,
upon their door
I thought you were for me. I thought we were friends. I thought you were blessing me.
From heaven.
Down why have
these
all, has all this come upon me? Maybe you say
town,
that. You know,
God,
why am
Egypt,
I having to go through this?
And whenever the angel
why have you
came
not taken pity? Why
has
why have you not rescued me? If you're for me,
look,
God, why do you
no
seem to be
and
so
enter
against
in.
Me?
And
have you ever asked questions like that?
And killed.
Where are you, God?
And then
why?
The houses of the Hebrews.
Are you with me?
And he'd see
all right.
On the doorpost
you know what
blood.
Job asked
the
same question?
Passover lamb.
I counted them this week at least 22 times in the book of Job. Why
enter in?
He cries.
Sounds strange.
For example,
how about
why
the eating of
Job
a roasted part?
Why did I not die at birth?
Ways you should cook it
and come
all
forth from
things,
the womb and
that
expire.
You take it from the 10th day to
he
the
says
14th
in Job
day
7.
And expect it to be without
God,
blemish.
Why have you made
what's
me your
all
mark?
That have to do
why
with
have
us?
I become a burden to
well,
thee?
I told you, and I'm going to tell
why
you again.
Why dost thou not pardon my
this
transgression and take away my iniquity?
And God,
for now I shall lie in the earth.
Put this
you will seek
in the
me,
Old
but
Testament
I shall not be.
Just simply to give you a history.
Job 9, he says.
But to say,
why
this
do I labor in vain if I wash myself
life.
With snow
and
cleanse
see if
my
I
hands
with
lye?
That to you,
yet
here
you will plunge me into
the
pit
the
and my own clothes abhor me.
Number one.
In Job
what
10,
happened
he says,
to the Egyptians?
Let me know why you contend against me, Lord.
Judgment.
And in Job
which
13,
came down upon them
why dost thou
shame?
Hide thy face?
And in the same way,
me as thy enemy,
the whole world,
and Job
has a
21,
coming upon them.
Why should
we
I not
see
be
in
impatient?
Exodus 12, the miniature,
look at me,
the model,
be appalled,
the pre-play,
and lay your
the
hand upon your mouth. When I think of it, I'm dismayed. Shuddering seizes my flesh.
They saw
flesh.
The preview. We're living the
so
real
Job
movie.
Felt like he was abandoned. Do you
which
ever feel
is
like you're abandoned
judgment
when you're going through suffering and you're crying out to God in
Acts 17?
Paul felt like that.
The times
you can relate to Job.
Job
now says,
he commands all men
behold,
everywhere
I go
to repent
forward,
because he's
but he's
fixed
not
the
there,
day upon which he'll
and backward,
judge the
but
world
I can't perceive him. On the left hand,
by
I see him.
He's appointed.
I can't behold
and of
him. I turn to the right.
Assurance to all men.
I cannot see him. Do you ever feel like
dead.
That? It's like, where are you, God?
Day of judgment.
And all this suffering.
You think there are said things like this.
Here you ever wondered these kinds
Exodus
of things
to our days?
You're not alone.
Well, you heard about all
David
these plagues,
and Jeremiah,
blood,
and
frogs,
all the rest
gnats,
of the Bible
flies,
ask the same
swords,
questions of God.
That's like, whoa, that's gruesome.
Have I now become
What's
your enemy?
Have, to do
have
with
you
me?
Cast me off and forgotten me, Lord?
Age. Well,
why did Job
about
suffer?
Revelation 16.
What was the purpose of all this?
See if you can pick out
well,
any similarity
we can look to the conventional wisdom
what is coming
of his
upon
friends,
the world and what
right?
Enter once came upon
life
the world.
As and Bildad and Zophar. Nice names, huh?
John the
it's not like
Apostle
Steve and Bill
says,
and Art. And
then
stuff
I heard
like
a loud
that.
Voice
Zophar
from heaven
and
from the
well,
temple
take
telling the seven angels
at what his friends
go and pour
say.
Out on the earth the seven bowls of the wrath
in
of
Job
God.
Job chapter 2.
So the first angel
now when
went
Job's friends
bowl in the
heard
earth,
all this evil that had come upon him, they
came
each from his own place.
Eliphaz
and Bildad
ever
and Zophar.
Heard that before? Chat,
they made an appointment together
Egypt,
to come to console him and comfort him.
The second
when they saw him
bowl into the sea,
it
became like the blood of a dead man.
And they raised their voices and wept.
Check.
They rent their
heard
robes
that one before.
And sprinkled
Exodus.
Dust upon their heads till heaven.
Again.
And they sat with
him
on the ground 7 days and seven
How about
nights.
This
and
one?
No one spoke
the fifth angel
a word
his
to him,
throne
for they saw that
the
his
throne of the beast and its kingdom was in darkness.
Great.
Heard about that
so
before?
So they're doing pretty well so far,
Check.
But then they start
heard
to give
that?
Their advice.
Plague of darkness.
Right.
The Exodus.
And
the
their
Passover.
Advice.
This was one
God
of the
doesn't like in the end, but
how about
nevertheless,
the sixth
they give
angel
it.
Poured his bowl
I can't go into the whole
great river Euphrates.
Of it, but would you like the Cliff Notes version? That's usually
three
what I read in school, right?
Like
the Cliff Notes
came out for their demonic
Get
spirits.
The little black
frogs,
and you know, yellow
frogs.
Book, right?
Heard that before?
Well, their advice
yeah.
simply
Check.
Is this.
Passover,
Job,
once again.
Bad things happen to bad people.
End,
good things happen to good people.
Another place in
so if you have bad things happen to you, you must be bad. You must have sinned.
The world thinks things
Repent,
are going to just
and then it will
on
be
going,
well with you.
As they always have been.
Now,
their hearts are hard.
Eliphaz said,
and the Egyptians,
Job, vexation
but
fills
whether
the
or not you believe it or
kills
it,
the fool.
This is
Bildad says,
the
hope of the godless
are
man will perish,
the
Job.
Of God. And ultimately,
Zophar says, know then that God
the
exacts
of, Passover,
of you, Job,
so
even
days,
less than your guilt deserves.
Nice friends,
What was
huh?
then
the slaying of the
you
firstborn?
You ever get hit when you're down?
What is on the day
right?
of the
That's
Lord?
That's what they're doing here.
The great
basically.
Judgment of all people.
But it's the basic
who have
wisdom.
Ever lived
bad things happen to bad people, good people.
Things
and to good
be
people.
Judged for
That's
their
the purpose.
Sins,
you must have done something bad. You're a sinner. Repent.
They are covered.
Is that true? Is that sound wisdom?
Of the Passover lamb. And that's why it says,
yes,
here,
at times,
also, Exodus 12,
right? I mean, good things do happen to
says,
good people. But I mean, God blesses
for
the
Lord
righteous.
The Lord will pass through
he does
to
punish
slay
the wicked
the Egyptians
at times.
But when he sees
many
the blood
times
on
life,
the lintel
right?
and doorposts,
in fact,
of
Jesus
your door,
says in John chapter 5
Lord
to the blind man,
over the door,
he sees them later. He says, see your well.
The
sin no more that nothing worse befall you. So,
you know what
does sin
me?
Actually lead to trouble
that
in life?
That tells me that the entire
righteousness leads to good things,
of the world is about God's plan.
What God is telling us here in Job is.
To put
it,
that
not
blood
always,
of the
at least in the way you see it
you,
in this life,
that you might
for sometimes,
and I'm telling you today, the truth is that
even
Jesus
though they've
is
sinned, and the
true
righteous suffer, even though
you know,
they've
God
done nothing wrong.
Here
Isn't that true?
To say that?
This is what God's teaching
Holy
us
Spirit,
in the Bible here.
Right
you cannot
now,
put this
saying, my son
on your sins
the
every time you suffer
lamb,
or whatever.
Believe it.
You may be suffering
with
for no sin of yours at all.
Find a refuge.
That's a great mystery that was not in the mouths of Job's friends. And Job
Justice
even noted that the wicked
sins.
Live and reach old age and grow mighty in power.
Day,
their children
heart.
Are established.
And on that heart,
no rod
I
of God is upon them. They spend
the
their days
the
in prosperity.
On the door
in peace, they go down to
and
Sheol.
The and when
he
I
then
see
says,
the blood,
all your advice, my friends, are as nothing before me. For sometimes the wicked prosper
and
the righteous suffer.
Shall not harm me.
So, now to the question.
In the Lord we have a perfect refuge.
Why is
you with me?
What was the purpose of Job's
suffering? So is Jesus the Passover lamb? God declares it.
Are you ready for the answer?
Through me right now.
Job cried 22 times.
That to you.
Why?
Okay.
And many more.
Number one.
God's answer is this. Here.
Is Jesus the Passover lamb?
Wait for it.
When was he crucified?
1, 2, 3. Here it is.
When did our Lord suffer and die? In John chapter 7, Jesus says to his brothers,
not a whisper from heaven.
Has not
How
yet
frustrating
come,
is that? Have
is
you ever been
here.
In that boot,
my
in that
time?
Same boat?
What time is he
right?
talking about?
Fits, right?
Jesus
no.
has a time.
Have you ever been in that same
he
boat?
He has an appointed time.
You're crying to
a
God, why?
Time?
Why?
Absolutely.
I'm suffering.
His
why does this have to
coming.
Happen?
And,
and
Matthew,
God doesn't
chapter
answer you a word or a whisper. Now, many times
time
he does.
Is.
But sometimes
it
he doesn't.
Says, when Jesus had finished all these things, he said to his disciples,
because he's king, he doesn't have to answer to us. We have to answer to him, right?
Passover.
The only time God spoke up in the book of Job to Job is when Job started
to be crucified.
Isn't that amazing? Maybe God was not righteous.
2 days
are good.
Passover.
And God rose up.
That's my death.
And thundered and put him in his place. And he says, "Where were you when I laid the foundation of the earth?
Any day.
Have you walked in the recesses of the deep
for the rest of us?
Did you create the stars and hold them in their
courses in the heavens? When the number comes on the wall for me, I'll go."
Put Job in his place, but he didn't answer the question
with us really either. But not the case.
How frustrating!
And God
is that
chose, selected,
but
designed.
Let me ask you
this day, and no ancient authority can dispute it.
Was God
Christian
in his
or
silence,
Christian, Christ was pilled,
really Job's
killed
enemy
on the feast?
Was
of
he really
Passover,
against Job
on the very,
even though he didn't hear the answer?
Feast when the lamb of
actually
the Passover
God
was
sacrificed so
for
to
remember
Job,
God's
it
great
was amazing.
In Egypt.
It would have been way beyond
so
what Job
Jesus
would have ever imagined.
According
at the time.
To that timing.
And a lot of times for us, in our sufferings, God might
but
seem
moreover,
like an enemy, like
it's
he's
even
coming
more detailed
against
than
us,
that.
Because
remember
he's not
Jesus,
answering us and we're suffering, and we don't know
to
why.
Jerusalem,
but God was
which
so
we're
for Job.
Today,
how do we know that?
Sunday?
How many
well,
days
just
look
that
at the whole book as a whole and look
actually,
at the very end of Job,
killed.
Right? It says, the Lord restored the fortunes of
it
Job
in John
when he prayed
chapter
for his
12,
friends.
It was 6 days
and the Lord blessed
Passover, that he was with
the latter days of Job, more than
John,
the beginning.
With
God
Lazarus,
was there.
The next
so
day
ready
he
to
rode
bless
in
him.
On a donkey. Therefore, 5 days
but he didn't for a while. He let him
how many days,
suffer.
According to,
and
Moses,
he kept count of his every
did
tossing.
Did you want to keep the lamb?
His every tear was put
Passover
in a bottle.
To inspect it, make sure it
in
was
all of Job's afflictions,
of any,
God
of
was afflicted. God was very,
exactly,
very close.
Yeah.
So now
days,
you really want the real answer,
the day,
right?
10th to the
why
14th,
was Job
for
suffering? Why do we have to suffer?
On the
what is the purpose
of
suffering?
Day
of not going to give
month.
You answer, every answer, but Job's
Exodus
answer 12, here.
Verse 3.
There's a
and
part of
then,
the book that we missed. I skipped
later
it purposefully.
On it says, you shall
at the
kill
beginning,
the lamb
we looked at Job, what he experienced. All he knew. When he suffered, this
so,
was all he knew.
His our suffering. Lord appeared
what
in
we learned
Jerusalem
in the book of Job was something
time,
else was going on in
the month.
Heavenlies.
Just like
let's
this.
Let's turn to that now.
Exodus 12 was killed.
Verse 6
on
of
the
chapter
14th
1. Now there was a day
the
when the sons of God came to present themselves before the Lord. Those are angels.
Of the month.
And Satan also came among them. And the Lord said to Satan,
also
where did he come from?
When in
Satan
Jesus'
said,
day, they would bring in the
from
Passover
going to and fro on the earth
to,
and walking up and down
Jerusalem,
on it. And the Lord said
actually,
to Satan,
the one that they were going to
have you consider my servant
temple,
Job?
They would leave
how there's none like him
road,
on the earth, a blameless
Jerusalem,
and upright man who fears God and turns away from evil. In other words, he's my superstar of righteousness. He's the best.
Celebrating today.
Satan
Jesus
answered, does Job fear God for not
same road on that same day?
You put a hedge about him.
Shortly
I can't touch the guy.
Right
just
before,
let me at him, let me
Jesus.
At him, let me at him.
Everybody's
and I'll
singing,
make him curse you to
Hosanna
your face.
Hosanna to the Son of David.
And
he
God
in,
says,
and where was Jesus?
All right,
the
Satan.
The lamb was put in the temple.
All that he has is within your power.
Days,
only don't put your
fourth
hand forth
Jesus
against
for those 4 or 5
him.
Days.
Against his
four
actual
days.
Person.
In the temple.
So Satan went forth
preaching.
And did all those
inspected.
Things.
And what was the final judgment
the tornado, the destruction.
Passover lamb had to be a
robbing of all of his
without blemish. You shall sacrifice, God said. That's the only acceptable
Satan says,
sacrifice.
Skin for skin.
For the sins
because
of your
you know,
selves that Job
when I see
was
the blood
passing pass over you.
And saying the right thing
Jesus
and believing rightly,
well,
he takes away his
gospel.
Health.
The Jews
and
brought him before
Job
Pilate
answers,
and
finally,
said,
naked
him,
I came from my
him.
Mother's womb.
Why? What
naked
crime
I shall return.
Done, said Pilate.
The Lord gave and the Lord has
and
taken
and
away.
Said,
blessed be the name of
I
the Lord.
Find no crime
shall we receive good
in
at the hand of the Lord and not evil?
An official
and all this Job didn't sin with his lips.
This is a
and so what was going on here?
Without blemish.
What's the purpose of suffering?
Say,
of Job's suffering.
Pilate didn't say.
It was a
he was presented at the proper
test.
Time.
Right?
He has now been inspected.
Something's going on in the heavenly places
days,
that he could not perceive of. One is not allowed to hear.
In the evening.
It was a
Pilate
test.
Didn't say
God
that, but
was
that's
testing
what's happening here.
Job
according to
and
Exodus
his 12, faithfulness.
Because when was
and
Jesus crucified?
It was a very heavy
time of
test,
day.
Wasn't it?
You
heartbreaking.
Know?
But God
just
aimed
to show
to do
you
him
that
good
none of this
in the end.
Is just happening.
And he cared for him
this
all
is God
through
working
suffering,
things
just like he cares for
you
all through your sufferings.
Sure.
Though he might seem an enemy, though you might, he might not answer you, he's for you.
In the days of
he
Jesus,
loves
in the Jerusalem days.
And he aims to bring you through it. Now, does God actually test us?
Was the evening sacrifice.
What might you be going through
try?
A test today?
I think you know.
A trial, do you think?
Let's take
perhaps
a look.
In your faith?
That would
let's read. Over here in Proverbs,
chapter 15.
It says this. 17
says,
verse 3,
when
the crucibles for silver, the furnace for gold, and the Lord tries
plague of darkness.
Hearts.
Hear that one before?
Is a crucible and a furnace hot?
It goes
are your
on
trials hot?
It says,
but
Jesus
the Lord
cried,
is trying
God,
your heart
God,
to see what's
so
inside.
Me? He says, And there was darkness over the land until the ninth hour. Then he cried out.
11,
why
David says, the Lord's throne is in heaven.
His
eyes behold, his eyelids
test. What time is that?
The children of men. He tests the righteous and the wicked.
Come on.
His soul hates him that loves violence.
3 p.m.
Might he be testing you?
In other words,
did Jesus even do this?
The lamb
the 5,000
being sacrificed in the temple at 3 p.m.
Jesus said to Philip, how are we to buy bread so that these people might eat?
Right outside
now this he
Jerusalem,
said to test him
on a cross.
For he himself knew
hanging
what he would do,
having been nailed to a tree.
You think the Lord might be putting us at times in our sufferings through a test?
Not that's the only reason.
When he
but is
faded
there a test
out,
involved?
Not just when he's
a trial?
Not just when he had a difficult moment and take away all their goods or even their family, and they'll curse you, God.
At that same
I know that I know them. They will bless me.
You see,
and it may be a test, which is going
to
bring good in the end.
That.
What about this question?
This Bible.
And
why,
when Job
is all
said,
about
why did God not answer? Was God being cruel?
Save you.
Was God his enemy?
I mentioned
at that
March
time?
Madness. We like to
well,
watch things
a question.
Like
when
that.
When you're in school and you go to, you have a test.
Fashions and
does the teacher give the answers
you know,
to the student during the test?
Life. And that's all fine.
Obviously
good.
Not, right? During
but
the quiz?
God
and the,
has
and the student might be going,
that's
come on, you've always given me the
and
answers before.
From the days of
I thought
Exodus,
you wanted me to get the right
the
answers. Why are you not giving me the right answers
Moses,
now?
Joshua,
why are you so
Abraham,
silent to me?
Isaac,
why are you deaf
rest,
when I'm asking you for the
Jesus?
Surely you've
your
become
Savior.
My enemy.
And ever since
surely
Jesus,
you're against me. Oh, how
him,
cruel
saying,
you are,
that's
O teacher.
Where you're
right?
Find the blood.
But guess what? If God or
the
teacher were to give the answers during the test, that would nullify the test, right? It'd be
Paul
over. It'd be disqualified.
Says if there's
if
any
God
doubt
were to come up to
mind,
Job in the middle of this,
1 Corinthians 5,
and say, "Hey man,
verse 7,
hey, let me tell you what's going on here.
Christ,
see, this heavenly contest
our Passover
going on.
Lamb.
Satan says you're going to curse me, but I say no. You're going to succeed
there you
and
have
bless
it,
me.
Straight from Paul.
If he'd
and
said
so,
that, the test would be over. It'd be disqualified. It would be no test at all.
Is
so sometimes I just want you to know
this great judgment
when you're going through a test and you're crying out to God and
they may not
don't know why he's not
pitying
you yet and rescued you out of your distress.
You can
it might be
speak to them till doomsday.
Maybe
they won't
God
believe
is
it.
Totally.
But,
we
and I know
are
to
totally
heed.
For you.
We are
loving you
and we are
putting your
also
tears
to
in a bottle, keeping count of all your tossings.
Jesus, we
can't
have
wait
a
to
Passover
bless you,
lamb,
but he's keeping his mouth closed because he's the teacher.
Comes,
it's a test. It's a quiz.
His avenging
let's see if
on that great
me.
Day he will look
and
upon
Job said
your
in the end, though he slay me, yet I'll trust in him.
And
right?
Of your heart
and Job even had an inkling of this.
And he will.
He said, when he has tried me, I shall come forth as gold.
What are some
but in the meantime,
that
God tests us, and he does,
you know,
I have to say, play hardball.
New Year's Eve, no.
Remember in Abraham's
the lintel
day,
is
Abe,
on
had,
the crown,
Abe
the head
I
was
of the
called
door.
The
door Abe had a son, Isaac,
there.
His only son.
How was our Lord
what did
crucified?
God say?
What did it look
take
like
your
on
son,
the cross?
Where your son,
was the
Isaac,
blood?
Up to a mountain that I'll show you.
The crown
and sacrifice him there before
flowing down at the top.
That's pretty hardball, isn't it? Amen?
Also
wow.
On those hands too.
It was a test, though. God was not his enemy.
Of the cross.
Although
the blood of the
Abraham might have felt like God was his enemy.
So that
but he
Lord
was really
comes,
for him. When the test was over,
and
God rescued him from the test
and the plague
and blessed him exceedingly.
So thanks be to
as
our
he
Lord
blessed
Jesus
Job,
Christ,
as he'll bless
the
you.
Great Passover lamb,
God tested Israel in the wilderness 40 years.
Through faith.
God tested
through
David and Peter and
name.
Paul.
Amen.
God even tested, wait for this, Jesus. 40 days in the wilderness, tempted by the devil. Jesus, God says, I know he'll pass and he will come through with flying colors. This is my son. And he did. The difference is the devil comes to tempt us to destroy us by the temptation. God lets us be tested in order that we succeed to get a greater blessing and his greater glory in the future. But at the time, he might seem like an enemy. As Job said, the arrows of the Almighty are in me. My spirit drinks their poison. The terrors of God are arrayed against me. But God was so for Job, it was unbelievable. It was amazing. He was on his side, his best cheerleader, his champion, his God, and his king. But it was a test. It wasn't easy. God plays hardball. It was terrifying and heartbreaking. Not that every trouble is a test or sent to you by God like that, but I'm just saying this is the purpose in the life of Job and often in our lives. And why? He's going to do you good in the end. Every teacher gives a test to do the student good in the end, though it might not feel like it at the time you're suffering, right? God says in Deuteronomy 8, leading his people through the wilderness, after having done that, he says, I led you through the great and terrible wilderness with its fiery serpents and scorpions and thirsty ground
where there was no water, and I fed you, gave you water out of the flinty rock, and fed you in the wilderness with manna which your fathers didn't know, so that, with a purpose that I might humble you, to test you, and to do you good in the end. Say that with me. To do you good in the end. That's what God's purpose is in the testing of his people. He's not against you. If God be for us, says Paul, who's against us? He's for us to do you good in the end. And so, concluding words here. There are other purposes for suffering. We haven't handled them all in this. Well, maybe in future sermons this Lent that are not covered here. But don't doubt the righteousness of God when you are going through a trial and he doesn't answer you. Don't doubt his tender care, even if for a while you might be under the knife. For God works in mysterious ways. And the best example is Jesus Christ. When he was shamed and mocked and spit upon, he was the one true righteous, blameless man of this world who didn't deserve to suffer. He bled. He died. He cried out in pain. And he extinguished. But through all that blood and all that trouble and all that suffering and all that death, God was working the mystery of eternal salvation for his people. To do you good in the end. To set you high upon his rock. So God's paths are beyond tracing out. He says, my ways are higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts, as the heavens are higher than the earth, are my thoughts than yours. And James says, you've heard of the steadfastness of Job, and you've seen the purpose of the Lord, how the Lord is compassionate and merciful. Weeping may tarry for the night, but joy comes with the morning. And in the very end, this is the last word, in the very end, here's the end of your test. Ready? Here it is. It shall be said of me, says the Lord, only in me are righteousness and strength. To him shall come and be ashamed all who are incensed against him. But in the Lord, all the offspring of Israel shall triumph and glory. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you for listening to this week's message called Why Do We Have to Suffer? A broadcast of Chart and Compass Ministry of Christ Lutheran Church in Cape Canaveral. I'm Art Hansen, speaking for Pastor Greg Lassier, and if you're looking for a church home, or if you'd like to stop by and just visit, our services are Sunday at 8 and 11 a.m. and Wednesday night at 7 p.m. Christ Lutheran is located on Highway A1A in Cape Canaveral, right across from the Recreation Center. If you'd like to hear more messages or leave a comment on this one, please visit our website at christlutheranchurchcapecanaveral.org. Thanks for tuning in, and I look forward to sharing God's Word with you again next Monday at 12:30. Have a wonderful week in our Lord Jesus Christ, the great captain of our soul, and God bless you.